acceptance and expectation. These two concepts fight inside me each day, acceptance versus expectation. At one time, I find I'm able to accept my life, and at other times, my expectations get the best of me. I don't like myself at those moments. Now, this essay may not be for your taste, but it's what's on my heart. I hope there's a message in it. There was for me. For the past few months, my wife and I have been caring for my father, who is in ill health. He's 95. My mother is 92. They live with us. We live with them in a two-story home with a walkout basement. They live in the walkout. We've temporarily moved downstairs in one of the bedrooms to better care for them. I'm not sure what temporary really means, other than the fact that at some point we plan to move back upstairs. We are grateful to be living with my parents. We have a blessed life and a wonderful relationship. But I digress. I care for him. We all do, my mom, my wife, and I, but this essay is about my particular journey. Admittedly, I probably do the least for my dad compared to them. He moves slowly, getting in and out of a car, walking to the dinner table. Sometimes I call it sloth slow. Not always, but many times during the day, I follow him into the bathroom to help. He judges and contemplates each step. For many moments, there is no step made at all in our attempt to get to the business at hand. There is only contemplation by my dad. At times, scratching his nose takes precedence. He moves slowly, he says, because he doesn't want to fall. Finally, we have a landing. He's seated, and I leave him to be. Soon, I peer inside. We clean up and dress for the trip into the living room to sit in his big easy chair for a few more hours where he will doze on and off between meals or another excursion to the bathroom. He doesn't like the position he's in. I don't like it. My mom and my wife don't like it. We'd rather he be 80 years old again, young and carefree, so that he can spend his days fishing for crappie. Those days are gone, though. In its place are excursions to the bathroom. I'm not griping, I'm learning. This life coach continues to teach, even in his time of need. I'm retired, I have the time. It's just that I think I have important things to do. Each day I have a mental list, tasks, and expectations that I believe need to be accomplished for a successful day. And you know when I think of these expectations most? It's when I'm behind Dad, guiding and ushering him into the bathroom. Isn't that sad? There are many times while on these excursions when I realize how fortunate I am to care for this man, this person, this father of mine. I accept where I am, how blessed I am to be able to help and to be with him. For the moment, I am able to discard my expectations of what I earlier thought was important. Macrina Whitaker writes in her book, A Tree Full of Angels, Seeing the Holy in the Ordinary, that she has her own daily agenda all planned out, and when demands force their way in, she's disappointed when things don't measure up to her expectations. When I find my expectations rising to the demanding point, Whitaker writes, I simply look at the person with whom I am in conflict. I use the look of Jesus as my prayer. I whisper gently, and Jesus looked on him with love, and Jesus looked on her with love. Then I look on him or her with love. That look of love almost always brings comfort. Comfort. And I find myself filling up with acceptance rather than expectations. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.